Learning to call in bears, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Had a fun chat with Mike Jensen, owner of Upfront Outfitters up in Washington State. Calling in bears.
I use a mouth reed. They make the wooden distress calls for predators, the coyote and the rabbit in distress, but I prefer to use a mouth reed for all my calling. I use that for distress calls as well. It makes a great high-pitched fawn in distress or cow-calf in distress call. It just works unbelievable. But you need to do it repeatedly. Bears get bored quick. If you don't just stay on it, they usually will quit coming.
How'd you learn to perfect actually making that distress sound?
I lived in Alaska for several years. During the spring when the deer give birth, their babies are up and down the roads. You can drive up and down the road in southeast Alaska and see hundreds of baby deer all over the place. What we'd do is these deer would lay down in the grass and then just kind of hide from traffic and whatnot. So we'd just jump out and go pinch them and see what kind of sound they'd make. No, not really. In the spring, you go and you hear the babies cry all the time, especially when their moms run off into the tall grass. And that's where I first really started hearing the sound that the baby deer make. And then, of course, being a professional hunting guide, I spend a lot of my springs outdoor. I'm around the babies. I'm around to hear the noises they make, especially the lost ones. They might lose their mom for a minute, and they really let out that high-pitched, crying, lost sound. And that's the sound that I go for.
And goodness knows how successful Mike has been, both for his clients as well as himself.
This is David Sparks for Sportsman Spotlight.